Shir Nun Alf and Shabbos continued Chof Beis Shvat Hei Tov Shalom and Zayin February 10, 1977 Thursday continued.
That it's chotzus. It shut off from its surroundings. So Memele and the Rishus Arabim is the reverse, just the antithesis of the Rishus Ayochit. Not shut off. So in other words, so if the Dam Chites, so it shut off, you know, from the adjoining environment. But if it is a kirul, so it is shut off from the skies above. So Memele will learn out from the open space, not from the closed space. Now this is the new Rambams that Franco gave out. I mean, and he has some Asogis Araivet that in all the other Rambams do not appear. But he has here the Asogis Araivet, but this Asogis Araivet, even though it doesn't appear in all the other Rambams, but the Magid Mishnah mentions it. Now, the Rambam mentions the aloche of kiru, that a Rishus Rabbim, if it has a kiru, it's not a Rishus Rabbim, twice. First he mentions it in Perik Yudalet aloche Aleph, and then he mentions it in Perik Yudalet aloche Vav. In Perik Yudalet aloche Aleph, he says, Arba b'shuyis l'shabes, Rishus Ayochid, Rishus Rabbim, v'karma l'somochim to. Eizeo Rishus Rabbim, boris v'lorim, ushvokim, utrochim, amfloshim lehem. Because if it has a tikro, if it's covered, so it's not a Rishus Rab. Then in Aloche Bo, he says, that's something else. Rishus Rabim shehoiso oleo tikro. Oishen v'rechobo tezayin amo harei kikamos. Now, so there are two Asogis Araivets. One Asogis Araivet appears in all the Rambams. Then the second Asogis Araivet does not appear in all the other Rambams, but here in Frankel's Rambam it appears. But the Magid Mishnah mentions it anyway. Rishus Rabim shoyis olav tikro, hareyu ki kamles, omar Avrom, nirali bimokim shein Rishus Rabim kvua sham. Now the Magid Mishnah mentions it. Udvorov stumi, vidivor rabbein pshut. He doesn't say anything. He says, Uvasogi somar Avrom, nirali bimokim shein Rishus Rabim kvua. Udvorov stumi, vidivor rabbein pshut. Rabbein pshut. But that's the Raivet Chitre. So what does the Raivet say? That when do we say that if there is a tikro, it's mufki over Rishus Rabim, only if Rishus Rabim is not kovua shom. But if Rishus Rabim is kovua shom, so then, even though it has a tikro, so it's still, it is a Rishus Rabim. No, what does it mean, Rishus Rabim question? We are talking about Rishus Rabim. If it's not Rishus Rabim, if Rabim don't walk there, I mean, so it's not a Rishus Rabim. So even without the tikro, it's not a Rishus Rabim. What does the Rabim mean? So it seems that the Rabim, I don't think that there is any other Rishon who agrees with that Chite. No one even mentions that Rabim Chite. No, I didn't see that anybody should mention Rabim Chite. Now, so it seems that the Rabim holds that it's not that without, if there is a Tikro, so it's Mufki of Rishon. You see. According to the other Rishonim, so if it is a Tikro, so it's like if it has Mechitzes. And that's probably mashma from Tesis Losh. Tesis says, "V'yeshlim adimino avir yeshlon elyon meid shedim meyaser Rishus Rabim." In other words, what do you mean? Why did meyaser? Why? Who? How did Tesis know that min avir is meyaser Rishus Rabim? Where did Tesis know? Get that? The answer is because we know that if there is mechitzes, it's mufka Rishus Rabim. And even if the mechitzes cannot. So you'll say, if it has mechitzes, it's mufke Rishus Rabim, because it's a Rishus Ayochet. But it's not so. We find many times that the mechitzes are such mechitzes that cannot confer his status of Rishus HaYochid on the domain, still it's Mafkiya the Shem Rishus Rabbi. For example, according to Rambam Shite, if you have three Mechitzes, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid Midraise, it's a Mokim Ptur Midraise. When is it a Rishus HaYochid Midraise, according to Rambam, only if it has four Mechitzes? But the Rambam is made there that if it has three Mechitzes, it's not a Rishus Rabbim anymore. So in other words, so we see that Mechitze is Mafkiya the Shem Rishus Rabbim. Even when it doesn't become a Rishus HaYochid, it's Mafkiya the Shem Rishus Rabbim. Mechitze. Why? Because Mechitze means it shut off. It shut off from the adjoining environment. So Mimele, the same Aloche, it applies to Tikro. Because if it has a Tikro, so it shut off from the upper environment. From the upper strata. In the same way as a vertical Mechitze. Is mafkiya the Shem Rishus Rabbim even when it cannot confer a status of Rishus HaYochid on it. Let's say according to the Rambam, three mechitzes. But it's still mafkiya the Shem Rishus Rabbim. Why? Because it's shalok. So when it says it tikho, it's also shalok. It's shalok in a different direction. It's shalok from the sky, it's above. So from Tesis it's mashma that when Tesis says, the Minahavir Yesh on the real me. Shedeim Yisrael Rishus Rabbim, that Tikro is Mafkiya Hashem Rishus Rabbim, like Mechitz. But the Raivet has a different shit. Of course, if we say that Tikro is Mafkiya Hashem Rishus Rabbim, like Mechitz, so there is no difference whether it's Rishus Rabbim Kavua Bey or Rishus Rabbim is not Kavua Bey. Not Kavua Bey. So Tesis will certainly be Chelik, all the Rishonim are Chelik and the Raivet. The Raivet is Yod. But what is Raivet Chite? The Raivet holds there is a fundamental distinction between the Halacha of Mechitze. So Mechitze is Mafkiya the Shem Rishus Rabbim. Mechitze is Mafkiya the Shem Rishus Rabbim. Ma Sheim Kein, Tikro is not Mafkiya the Shem Rishus Rabbim. But Tikro, I mean, non-Tikro, an open domain. Is a prerequisite to a Rishus Rabbim. In the same way, a Shishim Riboy is a prerequisite to a Rishus Rabbim. Shishim Riboy is a prerequisite to a Rishus Rabbim. Now, Teisve said, now, in the same way as Shishim Riboy is a prerequisite to a Rishus Rabbim. Now, Shishim Riboy is not considered by all Rishenim. There are Rishenim who are chelik on the whole requirement of Shishim Riboy. But let's say, Tezayin Amo is according to everybody, is a prerequisite for Rishus Rabbim. So, but Tezayin Amo, it doesn't mean that a surface less than Tezayin Amo is Mafkiya Hashem Rishus Rabbim. There is no such thing. Now, because we see that the Nomutes, Emut Koveya Tes, Vichabim Mechatvin Olof. So there's a Shaila whether it has to have Dalit, but the Zayin Amo certainly. I mean, a Nomut test is the Zayin Amo. So, but after all, without the Zayin Amo, how can it be? Can it have an innovation, Rabbi? And as we said, that it's mistaber that the Rabbi Mechatan Olam does not have to be Shishim Ribe. Rabbi Mechatan Olam, but it doesn't have to be 600,000. But even according to Rishenim, that the Rishus Rabbim does not become a Rishus Rabbim without Shishim Ribay. The answer is, there are certain things that are prerequisites for Rishus Rabbim. In other words, in order that the Shem Rishus Rabbim should be chal on a certain area, on a certain domain, certain things must take place. So, Tezayin Amo is one of the prerequisites. If the domain does not have a width of Tezayin Amo, then the Shem Rishus Rabbim is not chal on it. But once a certain street became affected with Chali Shem Rishus Rabbim because the width of that street is the Zayin Amo, so then there are other things that become vital to the Rishus Rabbim. What's the aloche of Omutes Rabbim Mechatan Olof? So it becomes vital to the Rishus Rabbim. It becomes vital to the Rishus Rabbim. So Mimele, when do we need that it should conform to all the prerequisites of Rishus Rabbim if it is to become a Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit? So then there are certain prerequisites. So what are the prerequisites? The Zainamo, Shishim Ribe, all kinds of prerequisites. Masha'inkein, if the street conforms to all the characteristics, all the prerequisites of Rishis Rabin, it is to Zainamo wide, and it has Shishim Ribe, Beikin Bein, daily. And then you have an Omut test, the Rabin Mechatven Orov, so then the Omut becomes a Rishis Rabin because it becomes bottled to the street, not on the basis of its own merit. So Memele, the prerequisite of the Zayin Amo has no application, the prerequisite of Shishim Ribe has no application. This is a prerequisite in regard to a Rishis Rabim on the basis of its own merit, but it's not a prerequisite on the basis of the fact that it becomes bottled to a Rishis Rabim. You see, so Memele, Masha'in Kein, if the Omutes, if you set up and the Omutes, a Mechitze, even though it will still be Rabbi Mechatzin Olam. So then the deal is Rabbi will be Poka. Why? Because Mechitzes. Now suppose you have an Omutes. You have an Omutes. And Rabbi Mechatzin Olam. And then someone set up a Mechitze. And that Omutes. Three Mechitzes. Now if you set up four Mechitzes, so it will be impossible for the Rabbi to Mechatzin Olam. So, but suppose he sets up three Mechitzes and one side is open. So all the rabbim can very conveniently use it for baggage, to fix the baggage. But the moment someone will set up mechitzes, so it will not have a din of Rishis Rabim. Why? Because mechitzes, it's not that non-mechitzes is a prerequisite for Rishis Rabim. No, mechitzes is mafkia Rishis Rabim. So, let's say, Tzayin Amo is a prerequisite for Rishis Rabim. So in order that his street should become a Rishis Rabim on the basis of its own merit, so it must have been to Zayin Amo White. But if the street is to Zayin Amo White, then there are certain things that become bottled. That become bottled to the Rishis Rabim. That become bottled to the Rishis Rabim. Mimele, once it becomes bottled to the Rishis Rabim, so even though it's the surface of the Amud test, certainly not to Zayin Amo. So, but it doesn't matter, because it does, the Zayin Amo is only required to make it a Rishis Rabim on the basis of its own merit. But here it is a Rishis Rabim because it becomes bottled to the street in which the Omud is set up. But if the Halacha had been that less than the Zayin Amo is Mafki Hashem Rishis Rabim, the way Mechitzes are Mafki Rishis Rabim, so then it wouldn't be, then it couldn't remain bottled to the Rishis Rabim. Because it's mafkia. Suppose you set up mechitzes and the amutes. So naturally, so the Shem Rishis Rabim will be poka, because mechitzes is mafkia. Mechitzes is mafkia. So mimele, from Teisves it appears that kiru is like mechitzes. He says it's the same svore. Because kiru is a horizontal mechitzes. A mechitze is a vertical mechitze. And what is kiru? A horizontal mechitze. He shuts you off from the skies above. That's kiru. So memele, so taste shite appears, and probably the shite of all the other rishonim, that kiru is like mechitzes. It's mafkia Hashem Rishis Rabim. So even when something could become bottled, could otherwise be bottled to the Rishis Rabim, but if you set up a kiru, so memele, it's mafkia Hashem Rishis Rabim. Just as if you set up a mechitze. Suppose you have a domain, it's a Rishis Rabim, then you set up a mechitze. So the Shem Rishis Rabim is poka. Masha'in kin, the Raive Chitiyi is not. Mechitze is mafkia Rishis Rabim. Even when it cannot confer a Chalei Shem Rishis Ayochid on the domain, it can still be mafkia the Shem Rishis Rabim. Masha'in kin, non-kiru is one of the prerequisites of Rishis Rabim to become a Rishis Rabim on the basis of its own merit. Non-kiru. In other words, just as there is a prerequisite of the Zayin Amo, so without the width of the Zayin Amo, a domain, a street cannot become a Rishis Rabim on the basis of its own merit. So if there is a kiru, so then it cannot become a Rishis Rabim on the basis of its own merit. It cannot become a Rishis Rabim on the basis of its own merit. But if if it can become bottled to the Rishis Arabi, so Mimele, then it's all right. Now, what would be Nafkimine, according to the Raivet? A very important Nafkimine. Now, certain streets here in Chicago, under the elevator. So that's Tachas Akil. So even if, let's say, on Kimball, where there's the elevator, so let's say, under the elevator, so it's not a Rishis Arabi. But according to the Raivet, it would be a Rishis Arabi. According to the Raivet, it would be a Rishis Arabi. Why? Because it's certain Rishis Arabi Kuroshon, If the part that is does not have the elevator is Rishis Arabim Kuro, so Memele under the elevator is also Rishis Arabim Kuro. If you say that part is not Rishis Arabim Kuro because it doesn't have Shishim Ribei, so even in the open streets, so it's not Rishis Arabim, but assuming that everything else conforms to Rishis Arabim. So Memele under the elevator, it's also Rishis Arabim Kuro. Okay? Why? Because it becomes bottled. Just one portion of the street has an elevator above elevator. But on the sides, there is no kill, and that's a Rishis Arabim Kuro. So Mimele, it will become bottled to the sides with Rishis Arabim. Let's say if the sidewalks, let's say the elevator extends only on the gutter, and on the sidewalk there is no elevator. So the sidewalk is, assuming that the sidewalk is a Rishis Arabim, and that's one area with the sidewalk, so Mela under the elevator, according to the Raivet, will also have it in a Rishis Arabim. This is what the Raivet means, I think. Nearly bimokim shei Rishis Arabim kuoshom. In other words, if a certain area is to become a Rishis Arabim on the basis of its own merit, let's say if the whole area would be, the sidewalks would have an elevator above it, and everything. So then it has to become a Rishis Arabim on the basis of its own merit. So we say, just as on the basis of its own merit, a certain street cannot become a Rishis Arabim if the width is less than Tezayin Amo. So the same street, so it cannot become if it has a tikro. But suppose the tikro only extends over a portion of the street, and it doesn't extend over the sidewalk. So let's say here is a sidewalk, and let's say Chishim Ribei on this sidewalk. And let's say on 42nd Street in the gutter there would be an elevator. Times Square. There would be an elevator. So then according to the Raivet, even beneath the elevator, under the elevator, it would have a Rishis Arabim. Why? Because the sidewalk certainly conforms to all the prerequisites of the Rishis Arabim, both sidewalks of Times Square. So Mimele, the gutter becomes bottled in the same way as an Omotez becomes bottled. In the same way as Siddur Rishis Arabim according to Rabbi Zamei Yaakov becomes bottled. But according to the other Rishonim, he wouldn't say that it becomes bottled, because according to the other Rishonim, so they'll agree with the Lomdes of Tosfos that where there is a tikro, so that is like a mechitze. So just as a mechitze is mafkia the Shem Rishis Arabim, so a tikro is also mafkia the Shem Rishis Arabim. All right.
Shir Nunbez and Shabbos Chavav Shvat Heitav Shalom Zayim, February 13, 1977,
Sunday. So in other words, one receives and one for two. The chivin dechere shechot shebitzodorim shebitzofim lemaylo kolo buuvye v'kere shahu neisim mikzei rochev amu v'chotzi nimtzo rochev akeresh. It was planed in a mountain-like manner. Right. ויוסיסו בריחים הצישיתים חמישו לקר שיצא להמישכן היחוד וחמישו בריחים לקר שיצא להמישכן השניס וחמישו בריחים לקר שיצא להמישכן ליחסיים יום והבריח התיכן והבריח התיכן בשיח הקרושי מבריח מן הקוצר לקוצר Now, Rashi, according to Rashi and Chumash, so Abriya Chatichin means Bisei HaKoshim, since it says Ve'abriya Chatichin Bisei HaKoshim, so it implies that it was enclosed inside, internally, the Briya HaTichin. The central bar was thrust in, internal, Bisei HaKoshim, in the middle. The Ibn Ezra is Chaylik. And the Ibn Ezra says that Bisei HaKoshim does not imply that it was thrust in internally, but Bisei HaKoshim, it was also outside the Briya HaTichin. But all the Rishonim, they say that Abriya HaTichin, Bisei HaKoshim, means that it was thrust in internally. Mavriach min HaKotze LaKotze. Alright. Va'abriach HaTichin Bisei HaKoshim Tone Bineso Yoimit. So Rashi says, Bineso Yoimit, She'acha She'akoshim Kulom Nisunim Be'adonim Litzofin Litzofin Limayrov Uledore Hoyonesne Umavriach. So it was in three corners. So he had one, and he had another one, and then like this. So it was in three corners, and then it says Mavriach min hakotze lakotze. That means that one bar was penetrated through all the sides, the dorem, the tzofim, the mayrem, without bending one bar, without bending it. So memele, that is only bidachnes. This is how Rashi explains it. Vabriya hatichem v'sichakoshim tone bineso yoyimit. Tone bineso yoyimit. Now, let's see the Rashi. She'achas ha'koshim kol nisun ba'adom v'tzofim ba'ar u'dorom nisay u'mavriach u'slishis ha'ruchetz ve'il ho'umen yochil ha'asiskei u'vineso yonich v'afmeil. By itself. Now, Teisve says, Eimeri, the Hocha di Komar, Shebriach Hatichte, Hoyo Misabib Gimur Ruchetz, that it penetrated in all the three sides, Dore Mayrev Tzov, Plig Abreiz, the Melechas Amish, the Hosom Omar, Shelohoyones, Elohonu Shom Hamish, Shnaim Limailo, in other words, on each side, you had five brichim. So actually, it's three. You can call it three, and you can call it five. In other words, that on top, so you had, let's say, one brich here up to the center, and then another brich. So you call it two. And then at the bottom, you had one brich up to the center, and then another brich. But the briach, hatichein, the central briach, so that was one. What? So, pliga breizn lechas amishkin, doso momar shel hoyones, el hoyoshom chamish, shnaim lemailo, so on each side you had chamish, shnaim lemailo, echod maschil mitchilas yere chamishkan, at chetzioi, vasheni maschil mishom meile chatzi beruach. So one on top is up to the center, and then another a separate beruach. So from the center to the other end, and the bottom same thing in each side, in the dorem side and in the tzofen side and in the mayrev side, the mizrech. So it was open. You just had a villain on the mizrech side. So. So there was a separate. According to Rashi, so there was one bar in the central bar, so it was one bar, and by itself, biderechnes, it penetrated through all the sides. But according to the price of Melachas HaMishkan, so it appears that there was a separate central bar in each side. Now, here's the price of Melachas HaMishkan. Oh. Now the Braisa nach dem Mishkan. Va'abrichim shnayim moelyenim u'shnayim atachteinim shel ruach dorem or kishikol echot ve'echot chomisheshri am. Nimtzo ha'shnayim so that those sins it consisted of two halves. So the two together are all consolation. Kineged eschim kroshim. Now every keresh was an arm and a half. So 20 kroshim, so that means that the length of the Mishkan was 30. And you had on top, you had two halves, so each one was 15 amo long. V'emtzoi or kishleishim am. But the Briach HaTichein was one, not two. So it was all kishleishim am. Kineged eschim kroshim. שמשקיעה באמצע הקרושים מן המזרח למיירוב שנמה והבריח התיכם בשיח הקרושים מבריח מן הקוצר לקוצר כי שם שהוא יועיסה לקרושים שבדורם כך הוא יועיסה לקרושים שבצוף. So in other words, the length of דורם or of צופן was 30, so you had two בריחים on top, two בריחים at the bottom, and each בריח on top and on bottom was 15 am long. אבל במיירה ויניקי אלו אור כשלחות מן הלינים והתחתנים. So במיירב, so it also on top and the bottom it consisted of two halves, but different measurements. That's why he says אבל מיירב ונקי אלו אור כשלחות מן הלינים, but במיירב you also had two on top and two at the bottom, but אלו אור כשלחות מן הלינים והתחתנים שיש עמיס, because actually you see inside the width of the Mishkan was, inside the width of the Mishkan was 10 amo inside, but actually it was more. So Mimele it was 12. So the Beriach, so the Avod Mayrov Inokin, Elo Orke Shalechot Min Alienim Vatachtenim Sheish Amis. So each half was 6 amis long. Kineged 4 kroshim. V'yemtzoi, because why? Because altogether they were 8 kroshim. 6 kroshim, and then one keresh in the mikzea, marov is sveinis, and one keresh in the mikzea, marov is dreimis. So 8, and each keresh had the width of an arm and a half. So 8 times 1 is 8, and 8 times a half is 4, so it's 12. But on account of the fact that it was covered, you see, one the width an amo width of the kroshim in the corner in the mikzea tzveinis marovis or tzveini or dreimis marovis, so an amo width of the amo and half width was covered the amo thickness of the keresh in the tzofno, of the keresh in the dorem. So mele inside it was 10 tvor, but the beriach had to fit over the whole width of all the kroshim, and there were 8 kroshim altogether. So avod my rabbeinu came elo kishalechot min alyenim v'tachtenim sheish amis. So altogether it's 12, but each half so was 6 amis. Kineged abo koshim v'emtzoi 12 amo kineged shmini koshim. So this is what Tosfos is saying. So in other words, so it appears from the price of Melachas HaMishkan that there was separate brichim were thrust, separate central brichim were thrust in the various sides. Not as Rashi explains this Gemara. So, according to what Rashi explains the Gemara here, so the Gemara is saying that there was only one Beriach, one central Beriach. But that central Beriach, Biderechnes, penetrated in all the sides, not three different Beriach. Now, Tosfos is not chilek on Rashi. Tosfos agrees with Rashi's pshat in that Gemara. Because the Gemara here says in so many words, V'abriach hatichim v'sich hakroshim toni b'neso yemi. So if our Gemara had agreed with the price of Melachas HaMishkan, so there was no neso, it was b'derech hateva, three separate brichim. All right. Now the Gro says that there is no machlekes. There is no machlekes between the Braisa Melachas HaMishkan and our Gemara. True, our Gemara also agrees with the Braisa Melachas HaMishkan that there were three separate brichim, central brichim, were thrust into the koshim, the three sides of the koshim of the three sides. And so why does the Gemara say here, Bineso Yoyindin? So when the Gemara says Bineso Yoyindin, so it means, in other words, there was a nekef, a hole that was bored in the thickness of the keresh to push the beriach through that hole that was bored in the thickness, in the midst of the thickness of the keresh. Of the Ikarash. So b'derech hateva, so it would come in contact with the circular sides of that hole that was bored in the Keresh. But b'neso yoyindim, in other words, it was suspended bi'avir inside the avi, inside, let's say, now, there is a Keresh. And let's say, in that carriage, you thrust a hole, and you thrust the center beriach here in that hole. So b'derech hateva, it would lie here. No, but it didn't lie. It was suspended. It was tolu be'avi. That was b'derech nes. And it's mashma from the lashon of Rabbi Bechaye and the Torah that he also agrees with the pshat. It's not so explicit. But that he agrees with Smashma, that he agrees with the Pshat of the Gro. Alright. Now. Vesamishkon ta'ase eser yiriyas. Erech ha-yiriya ha-achas. So there were two coverings. First, the lowermost covering. And then there was the uppermost covering. The yiriyas izi. So now the Gemara is discussing the lowermost covering of the Mishkan. So Vesamishkon Taase Eser Yeriz, Erech HaYeri or Achas, Shmeino Veeschim Veam. So the length of the Yeriye was, of every Yeriye, was 28 Am. Shodeu Chayeli Putye the Mishkan. So when you throw the length of the Yiriyah width-wise of the Mishkan. So the Nuchraya Liputya the Mishkan. Kama Have Eschimitam. What was the length of the Yiriyah? 28. Now, though, and when you put it width-wise of the Mishkan, and what was the width of the Mishkan? 10 Amo. Ten amo inside, it was 10 amo. So kama having, what was the length? Eschavitam dal esaligre. So then, when you stretch out, you spread out over the whole roof of the Mishkan. So that takes up 10. So then, so how many remain? So the middle of the is put on the roof. So on each side, so you have all together protruding down, hanging down, you have 18, because you started with 28 and 10 was taken up by the roof. So you subtract 10 from 28, so you have 18 left. Now, but, so on both sides, it has to hang down the same number of amis, of the yiri. So, do es aligre, posholu tes, lahaigis, evites lahaigis. So, the review, the width of the keresh on top was a minimum. Alright, it was also something, but the Gemara disregards it. So, it's only an approximation. So, that means, so we consider it as if nothing of the yiriyah had to be used up over the width and both sides, the wheat and the tzofen side and the wheat and the dorm side. Even though, I mean, it did take up something, I mean, the edge by itself, but that is disregarded. So then, migliye amo de adon. So since they were on each side, there was 10 ames of the rie to cover. So now the koshim were 10 ames tall, but the lowermost amo so was thrust into the sockets. So 9 amo hung down. 9 amo, approximately 9 amo hung down, so they approximately reached the Adon, the upper limit of the Adon, of the sockets. But it's not exactly, because a little bit of the lowermost amo of the koshim was also exposed, because a little bit had to be used uncovering that minimum of width on top, on the tzofen side and dorm side, but that is disregarded. So approximately all the koshim were covered, except the adonim remained exposed. But according to Rabbi Nechemya, so the rie had to be used up in covering 1 amo on the tzofen side on top, the width of the amo, of 1 amo on the tzofen side on top, and the 1 amo width on the dorm side. So in other words, so 10 was taken away by being used on the roof. So you had 18 left. But two ames had to be taken away by covering the amo width on the dorm side on top, and the amo width on the tzofen side on top. So you have to subtract another 2. So you have 16 left. Now that 16 is been divided into 2. So in other words, 8 hung down on one side and 8 hung down on the other side. So not only the amos were not covered, the amo of the adonim were not covered, but the lowermost amo of the koshim was also exposed. So Rav Nechemya midli amo de koshim, in addition to the exposure of the adon. Now then the Gemara says, Shode pusyaye le'ich de mishke. In other words, now when you throw the width of the yiriyes lengthwise of the mishkan. Now the width of each yiriyeh, the width of each yiriyeh, so was 4 amos each yiriyeh. But the Torah says that five yiriyes had to be sewn up together into one set, and then the other 5 yiriyes had to be sewn up into another set. So that means, so when the 5 yiriyes were sewn up into one set, so we have 5 times 4, so we have 20. But then the Torah says that the 2 sets had to be joined to each other, chiveres ish al acheso, they had to be joined to each other by through the calcium in the luloy, in other words, there were 50 loops in one set, and there were 50 loops in the other set, and then by putting the calcium, the calcium into the clasps, in through the luloys, through the loops, so the 2 sets were joined together. So in other words, each set was 20 amis wide. And when the 2 sets were joined together, so it was 40 amis. So this is what the Gemara says. Shode putsiayi le'eiche de mishken, lengthwise of the mishken. Kama haven, what was the length of the mishken? I mean, kama haven, I mean, so what was, I mean, the 2 sets together, so how much was it? It was 40. Kama have a boy.
dull clothing, and what was the length of the Mishkan? 30, because there were 20 koshim, and each keresh was an arm and a half, so it was 30. So dull clothing ligre, so 30 out of that 40 was used up over the roof. Poshalo yut. L'rabiude mechase amede adoni, l'chemnechemye migli amede adoni. Migli amede adoni. Now, vosiso yiris izim leir. Erech hayirio achas shleishim b'am. Shode uchaya lepusye de mishten kama havet lot. Dol esa ligre. So partially esal haigise vesal haigise. So the Rabbi Yehuda mechase amod adoni. So the second, the upper covering, so covered it completely. The Rabbi Nechemye midli amod adoni, because it had to be used up and the width and the side. Tain amor ve amo mize beidev lechasis amo shel adoni. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemye imeir lechasis amo shel koshim. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the lowermost covering, so left just the arm of the Adonim exposed. So the uppermost covering covered in the Adonim. According to Rabbi Nechemye, so the lowermost covering, that constituted the lowermost covering, so left exposed not only the arm of the Adonim, but the lowermost arm of the koshim also. So the uppermost covered the lowest arm of the koshim, but it still left even the upper covering still left the arm of the adonim exposed. Now shode putsiyah leicha de mishkan kama have mem ve'arba, because the Torah says Vyosiso Yiris is in Leo Amishkon Ashti Esri Yiris Tasis, 11, altogether. Ere Hayrio Achas Lishim Bam, Virichaf Alba Bam, Hayrio Echos, Mida Achas Lashti Esri Yiris. Vichibartos Hamish Ayris Levod, the Shisha is a lot. Just as in respect to the lowermost covering, so there were two sets, each set consisting of five yiris. So here you also had two sets. So you had v'chibartos, one set consisting of five yiris, and the other set consisting of six yiris. V'chofaltos ayirio ashishi salmul pnei yoel. That's in the Mizrach side. So the Gemara says, so altogether you had one set of five yiris and one set of six, and they were joined together. So together it was 44, because the width of each yiria was the same as in the lower yiria, four amis. Have a mem, don't lot in likre. So 30 out of the 44 was taken up by the roof. Poshul abasor. So how many were left? 14. But dol tartel kvele dichsi v'kofalto es ayirio v'chibarto es chamish ayirio es levad v'shish ayirio es levad v'chofalto es ayirio ashish es albu p'yoeyo. So how much hung down? Two ameis. So how much was left? 12. So poshalo dol tartel kvele dichsi v'kofalto es ayirio ashish albu p'yoeyo in the Mizrach side. So partially tarte sore, 12. So bishle mele Rabbi Yehuda hayne dichsiv chotzi ayirio defes tisach. So in other words, how much was needed to cover the whole height? 10. And then, but there were 12. So in other words, two armies trail down on the floor. And two armies, and what was the whole width of a yiriyeh, of a single yiriyeh? Four. So two is a half. So that's why it says, Chotzi ha-yiriyeh el-defes kisrach. Half of the total width of a yiriyeh. The width of a yiriyeh was four, and two armies trail down on the floor. So memele, half was serachas, was trailing. El-Rem-Nechem-Yeh, So it's not that two armies trailed on the floor. Two armies. Yiriyeh, two armies extended beyond the limit of the lower yiriyeh. So, beyond the lower yiriyeh, el lechem yemay tisrach mechavisem. Tonel Rabbi Shmuel, lemo mishkon deimel yisho shemelareches bishuk. So, in other words, the yiriyeh trailed on the floor. So l'mo mishkan deimel yisha shemalachas bishuk v'shipuleo ma'alchin acher. Ma'alchin acher. Now, the lotion in the braise of Meleches HaMishkan is Likalo Shema Aleches Vishipuleo Mehalchin Achel. I suppose that when the Gemara says here Liisha Shema Aleches Bishuk Vishipuleo Mehalchin Achel also has reference to Likalo. I don't think that that old women, I mean, wore such long gowns that it always trailed on the floor as they walked the street. So only Kali. All right, Ton Rabon. Chutzim hoyu. No, you have to see the Rashi. Do less al yikra, le reich abchal ha mishkan, shu yudamis. Le rabbi yudah gomel amaylo kol nubin shol koshin. וכאצבע, אין מעטים בריס, וכשפרסים לרחב המשקל נפלי סטי שעם ולצופן, ומחסים תס עמיס לקושים בחוץ, ועמו של אדון עם גולה, שהאדון עם גובן עם, וכלו למה, יצחלו, והכחושים חוצים למטו באמצע חוצי עמו, רחב בגיב העם, ומי שהחוצי עמו לכאן, חוצי עמו לכאן, ואין שתי יודעת, the tenants, לקרש ריחות, so you thrust, so the tenants, at the bottom of each keresh was thrust into the socket the way you thrust a plug, an electric cord, into the socket. Vehi, shtei yodis v'keresh echad, u'mechasei amina yodis v'chutz u'mishnei tzedei en lir kefalei v'edifnei adoi. Socket, kishnei shtei yodis v'shnei adon, kidei sheyiyu hakoshim tchufeis u'mshiloveis, ishel achiso, v'lo yehei uvei o adon mafsig v'nei. לרב נחמיה דומה אף מלמי לא הוביינה אמו ממית ובי הקושים הדרימייס והצפיימייס אמו לכאן ואמו לכאן ואין לך יריס ואין נפריס על החס אמו לחוצה איך חס אמו לחוצה? מידלי אמו נקושי so according to רב נחמיה so not only the אמו of the אדוני is exposed but the lower most אמו of the קושים above the אדוני is also exposed מידלי אמו נקושים חוץ לאדוני ואמו דאדוני שוד פוסאי לא יחד דמיש אחא שחיברו היי ריס לבא אינט וואן סט ויכול אחא זאל דאמס ויחב ערי חוף אמס וכנג למעבר השנית שישל היי ריס הרימן למד מהן הווין דאג למשקל היי חי ועשר הועית ורב יהודה דום הרינים וקרושים שבמערו ממהיבו נמצא היו דאמס כולם פלויס ומחוץ יש כל יו דאמס של ירח הקרש והרי אף האדונים של צד מערובים יחוסים וסיסו יריס איזי אלו יריס אל ינס, the uppermost covering. הפרוסס על יריס התחתניס, ואל ינס קרויס אל, תלם על יגב, ומכסה, והתחתניס קרויס משכון עצמי, שאין לאנוי, תחילס והגומום ותלה השון. מכסה יעמד האדונים שנשאר סמכו עם תחתניס, יחסו על ינס, לרב נחם ימיד ליעמד האדונים, ואיתו של יריס זו הוא צריך לחסס, עמוד יקרושי, שלו יכסיו התחתניס. בידה, שיריס או אייל, איתריס על יריס המשכן, בייז עמיס, יריס או רוח, על כיסו, התחתניס לחסיס מה שלו כיסו, הבוים וארבע, י' א' יריס היו, in one set five and in one set six, תארת דכבולה, so then you had to double over on the מזרח סייט, שאויוני תריכף חוצי ירי על רוח מזרחיס, שלו היו קושי, שהוא פסח הם למשכן, ואין שם על המסח פורוס, כמו הביא לו, כי דחסיב ועשיס המסך לפסח האל, בישלם רבי דו מרובה כושל מי ביריאס, אני דחסיב חוצה יריאו את אפס ביל ינס, יש מתחתניס, תשכח לאחירה משכן, סו רוח, סו ממש דו עמס, תווי לדן פלו, סו רוח לאה כושים, ואדון נשאל מערו, וניקור איז בורץ, מי תשכח, so you didn't have דו עמס, תווי לדן פלו, מי תשכח, עמה אחס נקרחס, נקרחס, the answer is, on the floor, only one עמו was נקרחס, but it, two ames, half of Yeriye, half of four, protruded beyond the limit of the lower Yeriye. My Titzrach HaMachas Nikrach Vishuloi, Shari Uvi HaKoshim Yedbam, Mechavriseo Chotzi HaYericho, protrudes, Shrucho Mechavriseo Amo Mimenu Lechatsi Sadonim Veamo Nikrachas. So together the protrusion consists of two ames. ושיפולו שול את גודרו ככו יסוירי או של אחוב נתחרס בחוץ. Now let's see the tases. דול אסא ליג. וכול אשמי צהומה דריכף המשכם יוד אמיץ. וכושל רי. דימינורי לאשס. Now, the Torah spells out explicitly the height of each carriage and the width of each carriage. But it doesn't spell out explicitly the thickness of a carriage. Now, but here the Gemara says, and also the price in Lachas HaMishkan, the trich of HaMishkan is Yudamis. So that means that we consider the thickness Am. Because how do we know that the Mishkan was Yudamis? Well, if we assume that the thickness was one Amo, so then we have to come to the conclusion that the Rechab HaMishkan was Yudamis, because they were six Koshim, and then two Koshim, six Koshim in the Mayrov, and then two Koshim in the Miktsoitz. But how do we know that the thickness of each carriage was an Amo? Dimnol HaShasso, Dimla HaMishkan Oyorir Ve'Yudalef Amo. והקרושים נעימה שלו יאוביון אלא חוצי עם ושני קרושים למקצוע יש המשכנו יסי פניס עמס האוויר מכאן ועמס האוויר מכאן וחוצי עם הוא הידפס ברכב הקרש כנגד עובר הקרושים של צפצוף ובידורה ומה יחוץ יסלמי מהריפרה שחוצי עם הוא לכאן וחוצי עם הוא לכאן הוא למעל יסחסן הקריסל ועם הוא ואיליס כנגד עובר הקרש הדרימי והצפינס. How do we know that the thickness was an Amo? So Mimele, every Keresh in the corners, so one Amo of the width of the cushion in the corners, so was connected the Amo of the thickness. Maybe the Amo of the thickness was only Chotzi Amo. So Mimele the Shnei Koshim Mivitzeris HaMishkan or Yisait Mis Avi Rabi Mikam Vama Savi Mikam Veimer Hi Dim Beisi Yomim Yalfin Alo Sho Yoir Kei Shishim Amo Virir Beyeshim Hochename, in other words, one third Hochename B'Mishkan Rorbei Shlish Orkei. Since the Orkei was definitely 30, so we have to say that the Rorbei was there. Toner Abon חוצים היו קרושים וחלולים היו האדונים ונירים קרסים ולולויס ככחובים ברוקיה. So in other words, so you had the lulois, the loops, 50 loops in each set, and then they were joined through the clasps. So when the clasps were put into the loops, so it looked like Ichovim Berokia. I mean, so there are various pshotim, the Marshal, I mean, the Maral Meprok, all kinds of pshotim. But the pshutei of the Gemara, I mean, I'm not saying that the other pshotim are not correct. They are certainly correct. But the play meaning of the Gemara is, why do we say Nirim Karsim Beluloyis Ichovim Berokia? Because the calcium, the clasps were of gold, and the lulois were of treles. So memele blue. So memele it had the appearance ki kechovim berokia. Now uchlulim chutzim oyu koroshi, kmoi sheperashti chotzi amo beem tzaror bo melmato begev amo v'nisharin hayodis lekan lekan v'gam heim charutzim mevachutz kishir ifei. ובי דפן או עדין ברכב ובגבע עמו עד באורץ ברכב על העדין של משלוביץ קרש על קרש ולא יפסיק ובי שני אדונים ביניהם. So they fitted exactly into the sockets. וכלו ממוי אדונים, and the sockets were hollow inside. שבאיס החולו הו you taking, so you thrust. So would the יודיס הקושים, the tenants of the boards were thrust into that hollow part of the אדונים, of the sockets. ונירים קרסים בלולויס מלצה אחיתי שתי מרבוריס היו היריס. Two sets. כל אחס ואחס היריס תפורי זו עם זו במחל על פני כל אורקון. ובאמצע היו מחבי הביקרוסי מרברס עם מחברס שהיו לולויס בספס חיצינו שכל מרברס באמצע המשכון אלו כנגד אלו כדכסיב מקבילי סלולויס. תומר רבון יריס התחתני של תחילס ושל האגומון ושל תלעשוני ושל שיש. The lower covering was shall trilla shall go to Hashem and shall change. Well, yenis from goats here. Shall my says, Ugdelo chochmo shenem robel yeno, yesem ma shenem robitachtenis. It's a very long mashor on this. So the chochmo that was involved in the tapestry work done by the women who made the Elienes was much greater, was much superior than the chochmo that was involved the tapestry work of the lower yiris. Why? I mean discusses this of such great length. I mean, come we come say this according to him. So v'cholisha b'chochmaslei b'yodeo tov v'ilu b'elyenitz k'si v'chol anoshim ashanoso libo noisenu b'chochmo tovu eseiz v'tanye mishum rab nechemye. So ashanoso libo that we had already in Kolgotl Shotel be easy with Tobumism, that these women were so smart and so ingenious that they were able to wash andism and the goats and to spin and the goats themselves. So he says, but that is deduced from the expression v'cholanoshim ashanoso libon or isono b'chochmo. Now again, I mean, what I'm saying is not all the everything that is implicit in this Gemara. I mean, we come to say this, as the Marsho and the Maraum Prok point out. But the plain meaning of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, V'chol anoshim ashanoso libo noisano b'chochma. So from that we see that there was much more chochma involved in the work done on the Yiris Elienes than in the work done on the Yiris Atachtenes. Why? Because in connection with the Yiris Atachtenes, so the chochme of those women who did that work is expressed by the expression v'cholisho chachmaslei b'yodeo tovu, and the chochme of the women who did the work on the Yiris Alienes is expressed by the expression v'chol anoshim ashanoso libo. In other words, of course, the women who are involved in the tapestry work of the Yiris Tachtenes had inspiration from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the women who are involved in the work of the Elienes had inspiration from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in respect to the women who did the work on the Tachtenes, it says, V'cholisho chochmaslei. In respect to the women who did the work on the Elienes, it said, the Torah says, V'chol anoshim ashanoso libon. There is a difference. Noso libon means all those women whose hearts lifted them. What does it mean, whose hearts lifted them? A person, you know, the average person, I mean, that is established, considered by all psychologists, that the average intelligent person functions at a small fraction of his potential. If every person tried to galvanize his potential, so you would have a different mankind than you have. But if the Rebbeinu Shalom, blesses parents, you know, with gifted children, so the parents don't try to, usually, to galvanize the potential of the children. If Chas V'Sholem, unfortunately, sometimes a child is born retarded, so then the parents try to galvanize the potential. But the every child, so, functions at a fraction of his potential, and then the parents are very proud. I mean, the child functions, he goes to school, no, he gets nice marks, so that means that everybody has to bow to his children, because he goes to school with nice marks. So the average person functions at a small fraction of his potential, but there are certain individuals who function at the maximum of their potential. But they are certain individuals, they are very few in every generation, who work so hard that they mamish increase their potential. They not only galvanize the potential, they mamish increase their potential. So that's the expression. They couldn't have done that kind of artistic work. I mean, the tapestry work that was involved in the Arias Elienis by simply operating, you know, upon the maximum of their potential. They had to work very hard to galvanize their potential and to increase their potential. And that's possible. That's possible. So this is what, this is implicit in the expression, V'chol anoshim asher noso libon oisene b'chachmo. Thomas Issa, V'tanyim shimrechem shotov b'izim v'talum ne'izim. If you ask a person, he should spin on the goats, I mean, you say it's impossible, it's physically impossible. It is physically impossible. If a person didn't work hard to raise his potential, to galvanize his potential. But these women, they worked very hard. They didn't become inspired just by watching television every night. So they worked very hard upon themselves. So that's why the Gemara deduces it from the expression "v'chol anoshim asher noso libon." All right. Noso libon yiseir is chochma mashe. Steig zu streus. Omar Rav v'shem Reb Chiya agol is tachteyen ubineyen v'tzideyen rishus rab. Omar Abaye. בין הגולו להגולו כמלוי ערך הגולו וכמו ערך הגולו היאמיס לא מולי בדלות ופלגסג כי היחד אלוי ליטחק כקרושי. So that's the Gemara's terts. Now let's see the Rashi. בין הגולו להגולו שבצידו היאמיס כמלוי ערך הגולו. And Rashi's pshat is that there was vacant space. The agolos were placed next to each other and next to each other, so and the koshim were put on the agoles, so between the end of the ifane agolo of one and the end of the ifane agolo of the other, there was a vacant space of 5 amis, according to Rashi. This is his head. Alright. So bin agolo agolo shebitzido hey amis. Because the length of the agolo was also heyamis. Normally, why was it necessary that there should be, that the erech agolo should, why were the agolos constructed in such a way that the erech agolo should be heyamis? I mean, they were constructed deliberately for the purpose of accommodating, you know, the work of the Levim and the Mishkan. So why was it necessary to make the length of the agola 5 amos? Even if it had been 4.5, it would have been enough. Be arba upal gesag she misadron al rovon in misader al hei amis yisa megimu vare be arba umechzo yochin misad vi misadron bechudon yisa midalet lo yisader mipnei apsokas vikim abrichim shebemtza azdorim uvi palga amon ametizgal. Now, so there is a very strange expression in Rashi. Now, Gemara Dachzalik Ches, so the Gemara at first assumed that the crushing the boards were placed on the agoles with wise. So then the Gemara said no. The Gemara says, Misavres crushing aputaya v'malachlu achudemanu. So the maskon of the Gemara was that the crushing were not placed with wise on the agoles, but they were placed on the thickness, on the chud. Now here Rashi says, "Erech agolo be'arba upal gesagi, she misadron al rorbon in misader al heyamis, yeiser migim, v'arei ba'arba umechtu yochel yisadron, v'misadron mechudon yeiser midalet liyisadem pnei apsokas mikim abrichim shebemtza azdorim, uvipal ga'amon ametizgam." Why does Rashi mention Shimisadron al Rorbon, Misadron al Hayamis, Yisamigim? So the maximum number of rows that he could arrange would be three sets. So Memele, so 4.5 would cover the 3 sets. And if he's Misadir them on the thickness, So he couldn't be misada, he couldn't arrange, he couldn't place there more than 4 sets. So mimele, 4.5 would be enough to cover the 4 sets. But why does Rashi have to explain that she misada la rovon when the Gemara says misavres aputaye habonachla chudemonachla? So Rashi is just wasting his time. Now, so apparently, Rashi, it appears from this Rashi, and with that, you will be able to answer this with Sikashi and another Rashi. So apparently, Rashi Shite appears to be that not always did the Levim arrange the boards under thickness. Sometimes they arranged it under width. But the Gemara said before, Misavres, Koshim Aputaya Manachlu, Achudim Manachlu, Achudim Manachlu. So the Balamoye here, and our Gemara, he says that once the Gemara gave the Teretz, so the Gemara changed from what it said before, Misavres, Koshim Aputaya Manachlu, Achudim Manachlu. So when did the Gemara say that they necessarily had to arrange the koshim under thickness? As long as the Gemara didn't know that they were a number of sets placed together into one row. So then the Gemara had to say, was forced to say, that they were placed under thickness. But once the Gemara came to the conclusion that they arranged 2 sets together, biadbiye, so then we don't have to say that the Levim always arranged the Koshim under thickness. They could have arranged it under thickness, they could have arranged it under width, as it pleased them, whatever was easier for them at a certain time. So sometimes they arranged it under thickness, and sometimes they arranged it on their width. So this is why Rashi has to explain. No matter what the practice of the Levim was at a certain time, whether the practice was to arrange them under width, or the practice was at a certain time to arrange them under thickness, so they could have arranged it properly with a length of 4.5 arm. All right, now, so the Gemara says, so the Gemara's kashi is, so why was it necessary to construct the agolas so that it should be at least 5 amos long? I mean, 4.5 arm would have accommodated. So the Gemara answers, kehiched lo litreke, koshi. So Rashi says, "Imbol isadron al rorbon." So Teisa says, "The kashe, why al rorbon? But it wasn't misude al rorbon." The answer is no. Sometimes the Rashi agrees with the Balamoya that according to the maskon of the Gemara that biadbiye, so sometimes they arranged it al rorbon too. Omaro, tzidi agole kim leirich afago. V'chamo reicha v'agole, shtei ami sumecht. Lomori, b'am se u palgesagin. So why was it necessary that the reicha v'agole should be shtei ami sumecht? So one amo and mecht would be enough. So Gemara gives the Teretz, kehichad l'idad ekoshim, in order that the koshim shouldn't jump from their position. Now let's see the Rashi. See the Agol. Cholol shebin tfanis leifani. Ve uve hadeifen. Ve uve yoeifen. Kim leirichav Agol. Shnei azdodim. Kim leirichav chlolom. Da'ayin amo uviya lecholzat. Amo uviya lecholzat. So according to Rashi, so when we say, when the Gemara says that the Treichav HaGolish, the Amis of Mechzo, it means on both sides of the Agolish. But on each side, so it was only an Amo and a quarter. An Amo and a quarter. So the Gemara says, Tzidi HaGolish Cholo, Shebein Fane Isle Fanin. So the Tzidi HaGolish on both sides. What does the Tzidi HaGolish include, according to Rashi? The Cholo between the wall of the Agole, the Deifen of the Agole, and the wheels of the Agole, and it also includes the thickness of the wall itself, and the Uve Oifen, and the thickness of the wheel themselves. I mean, altogether on both sides. So that added up to 2.5 Amos. 2.5 Amos. Kimlei Reichav Agole, Shnei Atzdodim, Kimlei Reichav Chlo. The Haina Amo Uvil Cholzat. So on both sides, it's 2.5. That means that the Cholo Agole in itself was also 2.5. 2.5 Amo. This is Rashi Shite. I mean, we'll see the thesis is different. Thesis is altogether different. But as far as the measurements are concerned, so according to Rashi, so the Cholo itself of the Agole was 2.5. And then on both sides the Cholo between a Deifen and an Eifen and the thickness together with the thickness of the Tfanim and the thickness of the wheels of the Eifanim, so all added up to 2.5. And the Cholo itself was also 2.5. Tesis is different. Tesis Shite is that on each side it was 2.5. All right, we'll see. So the Gemara has the kashe. Why was it necessary to construct the Agolas in such a way that on both sides it should be 2.5 Amo? So an Amo and a half on both sides would have been enough. I mean, according to Rashi. It's very strange. So, Omar Robert, Tzidei Agolah, Kum Lerechel Agolah, Vechamarev Agolah, Shdei Amos Lechzo. Lomuli Bamso, Paul Yisagi. So, Kehechel Dadei Koshi. If, on both sides, it would be just an arm and a half, then the Koshi wouldn't be secure. I mean, they would keep on jumping. All right. Now, let's see the Rashi. Tzidei Agolah, Cholo, Shobin, Fanis, Leifanin, Vuvadifen, Vuvayifen, כמלריחב הגולה שני עדודים כמלריחב חלולה והנעמו הוביל חוצת לא מולי רוב ותרד ופלגה אם מפני תרד ופלגה אם מפני שהם יצורך לישם הקרוש מסיריך הוא יחליס בים של פלגה סגי וישקיבים בו על חידו כי איך עד לידיד הקרוש שלו יהיו הקרושים המוטולים לעיר כאן על דפניסאו לרוב בו מידדים וניתים לכאן לכאן שאם מישהו יש הקרושים קוצה ימיתיך So again, Rashi says, "Keichel l'dadik roshim." So in the Kashe, the Gemara said, the Gemara assumed that it wasn't necessary to accommodate the Levim so that they should be able to place the roshim sometimes on their width, as long as there was enough size to accommodate the Levim so that they could. Place the koshim and the thickness, so that's enough. So I put in the terrace, the Gemara says, Keichel dadi koshim. Shelo yiu ha koshim amutoni lo organ al demisero li robon, midadin, should not keep on jumping. Vinaitin likan likan. Shiim mishvis ha koshim kotzi amitich shena aruchis vietis lechutz harbe, yir bat echot min haroshim, ki shein midadidim ba lechosob, vijib. Alright, now the Gemara has the kashe. Lo mo li bi amseu. No. Elo di kamelo. דרך ישוס הרבים שישסחי עמו and we learn it out from the midbo סנן דגמרי לנו משכן so how do we have the חשבן of 16 עמו חמישה רב so it's only let's see the Rashi I mean. only 50 now let's see the Rashi חמישה רב שתי עגולס ההלחיס זו בצד זו רכח פייחב כל אחס Hey Amis. Hey Amis. Because according to Rashi, so the Cholol HaGole was 2.5. And then on both sides, it was also 2.5. 1.25 on each side. But that included the the thickness of each Dafen and its side, and the Revach and its side between the Dafen and the Eifen, and the thickness of the Ifanim and its side. So altogether on both sides it added up to 2.5. And the Cholol was 2.5. So שתי הגולות היו חיזו בצד זו רוחק כוחס ימי שרידות והי ימי שרווח שבין הגולות להגולות and the calling to Rashi. So there was vacant space between the end of one agolo and the end of the other agolo. What does it mean, the end of the other agolo? I mean, you had the whole agolo, you had the Dafen agolo, and then you had a revach between the Dafen and the Eifen, and then you had the thickness of the Ifanim, of the wheels. So the, according to Rashi, there was vacant space between the end of the Ifanim of one agolo and the end of the Ifanim of the other agolo. So there was vacant space. So Aritis Vov. So why do we say 16? So then Rashi has the Kashi. Rashi has the Kashi. Very strong Kashi. Vim teima yeisa meeschin heim shayak hoshim ochon yudameis vehei mutolis al gabi deifne yagolo lirochvo nimco irach hakhoshim. ונמצא רק חושים הרי חוף עמו לבד מה שצורך למשך קרשי כל הגולו והגולו אצל החיטן של הגולו שלא יגיעו ראשי הקרושים זו בזו ומעקרי נזיל לך הגולס. In other words, so we have 20 plus, the whole epoch has 20 plus. Why? Because every now, all right, let's say that this is, no, it's not. All right. So let's say that you have here two agolas, and you had one agole, and then so the length of the keresh was placed over the agole, over the width of the agole, and then 2.5 amo. This is the first agole, and here let's say the second agole. So here it protruded 2.5 amo. It protruded lachutz. It bulged out, and here it protruded 2.5 amo, and then. Can you give me another? I don't want to use the English. Oh. Alright, no. So then, and then here you had another agole. So that also protruded 2.5 amo. 2.5 amo. So in other words, so that was the revach between the end of this agole and the end of this agole was 5 ames. Because the koshim protruded on each side 2.5 arm. 2.5 arm. So Rashi is the kashe. Now here, why do we, does Gemara say that from the mission we should deduce that at least 20 arm plus, that the width of the Rabin should be 20 arm, I mean 15, not 16. Because that's what the Gemara is kashi. So he says, no, other rabbi, from the Mishkan we should deduce that we should, that it should be at least 20 plus, because the agolas were going, were moving. And you had, this is one keresh, 10 amo, and then the two, each keresh and each agole, so protruded outside the agole, beyond the limits of the wheels of the agole. That's the extreme limit of the agole, the wheels. So 2.5 amo, and here also it protruded 2.5 amo, so it's 5 amo vacant space, and they were marching together, the two agoles. So Mimele, so you already had an area of 20 plus, because it had to deflect a little, at least 20 plus. That's Rashi's kasha. So what does Rashi give? Rashi gives a very strange text. And the Ramban is masik on Rashi. So Rashi says, in just true, Sha'ak Hoshim Limailo Ma'asorohi, שהגולו גובי היוד הוא גבי רשס הרבים לסלן למחשב אלו מקים הגוליס ורווח שביניהם שהוא למטו מיוד דכל למיילו מיוד לב רשס הרבים היא היו כך לוי חושב. So he says true that there was an area of at Lechol Apoches 20 amis in which the agoles operated, you know, as they were marching and the drochim, and the drochim. But after all, when the Kroshim occupied the two Kroshim that had joined each other, so they occupied an area of 20 amis, each carries 10 amis. But where did they occupy an area of 20 amis? Lemaila Meyud, that's not a Rishis Rabim. So the Ramban is a Kashya, so it's not a Rishis Rabim. But the fact is that they did operate over an area of Chol Apoches 20 amu. So the Rashi has to be explained. I mean, in the same way as Rabbi Yankel Kalina in the Mishkan Yaakov said, I mentioned Rabbi Yankel Kalina's Teretz and Tesis Kashi Daf Tzadik Ches. The Tesis asks, "V'im teima menol on the alfino mashi ne mikure neilaf min amkure shebei." So Rabbi Yankel Kalina says, in the midbar, it was possible for a person to walk under the agoles and to carry there. It was possible, but that was not done in connection with the Mishkan. Maybe they were Jews in the Mishkan too, like to fool around. Why not have fun? I mean, get under the agoles and carry their things. I mean, but we don't learn out from work that was done, you know, that manner. So we only learn out from the work that was done in connection with the Mishk. So any work that was done, any carrying that was done by people under the agoles, was not done by those who were involved with the Mishk. The Levim, who are involved with the Mishkan in taking off, in putting down boards on the agoles and in taking it and putting down and in taking it off, they didn't stand under the agolo and carry it there. So if a certain Jew decided to have fun, to fool around, all right, but we don't learn out from that kind of meloche that was done in the Mishkan. This is what Rabbi Yankel Kalina says. So apparently, this Rashi is grounded in the same oneness. When Rashi gives the Teretz that while they operated, as the Agoles operated over an area of at least 20 amis, because the Agoles carried the Kroshim and the Kroshim occupied a space of 20 amis plus the so the work was done over an area of 20 amis plus, but we don't deduce from any work that was done in connection with the Mishkan in the Mokim Tur. So the 20 amo area within which work was done, so that was not carried. And that was not done on the Karka Rishis Rabbi. That work was done in the Avi Elimayla Miyud. We don't learn out from that. We only learn out from the area of work, the measure of the area of work by the Levim on the Karka. So on the Karka, the Gemara says there was an area of 15 amo only of work. True, lemaylo miyut vachim. There was a larger area, an area of operation. But we don't learn out from that. We only learn out from the area of work done on the karka, not from the area of work done lemaylo miyut. This is what Rashi says. All right. So then the Gemara gives the Teretz. Amse Yisera Have, the Havekoye Ben Levi, the Chemishtaufe Kroshim Avenochtua Mitzvah. Rashi is a little confusing here. Amse Yisera Avoye Oitzoruch Liris Bereichat, Haderech Idef Amo, Shetite Chotzi Amo Likam, v'chotzi amolikam v'shnei zdodim achiseini shel beis agolis v'koyed b'lein v'dim ishtalfe. If a board was about to topple down, zumizu lipul lisechaver shebeneyem. In other words, according to Rashi, there was vacant space between the agolis, five ames, and that vacant space was covered on top with the protrusions of the two kroshi. So 2.5 amos protruded from this agole, the carriage, and 2.5 amos protruded from this agole. So if, let's say, so a levi was standing on each side, and the space required, the standing space required by Ibn Levi on each side, according to Rashi, is only Chotziam. Teisve says, Kashe, from the Gemara in Sukkah, that the Gemara in Sukkah says that Amad Gavre Be'amsi Yosef. But it's no Kashe against Rashi. Alright, so Mamela, according to Teisve, so in other words, the standing space is an Amo. But it's no Kashe against Rashi, because there the Gemara discusses is Sukkah. In other words, of course, you cannot, when you sit, first of all, when you sit, so you occupy more space than when you stand. When you stand, you can be mitzamtzim yourself to occupy less space than when you sit. And you sit, and especially, I mean, in connection with Sukkah, so the shiur is not the shiur that the smallest shiur possible. I mean, it all depends how he sits in the sukkah. In other words, maybe if he will put one foot on top of the other and all the hands, and he'll bend himself, I mean, in a very strange manner, so he'll occupy less than an amo. But we're not mishayel in that shiur. So here we are only interested in the minimum measure of space, that is standing space, that is required for Ibn Levi. So that is heaven am. So according to Rashi, v'chimishtal v'kroshi, so there was Ibn Levi. So in other words, so when we had here, now, so Ibn Levi had to stand here on this side, occupy heaven am here, and he had to, another Ibn Levi had to stand and occupy heaven am here. Had to occupy half an amo here. So we have like this: five amo vacant space, five amo here, so it's 10 amo, five amo here, 15 amo, half an amo here, half an amo here, so it's 16 amo. Now let's see what Rashi says. Oy tzorich li is berich avaderech ilif amo shetit lechotze amo lekan vechotze amo lekan lishnei dodim achitzenim shal beis agolitz vikoy balei vidim mishtalfi zumi zui lipoli sechava shebeneyem have noket lo nichnas lebin avia. So Elevi had to stand on each side, outside chitzen of each agolit. So he took notice of the fact that he bored is about to topple down, so then he quickly ran into the space. Nichnas. So nichnas lebina avir amo shebineyem veimi bechotzi amo sheyesh bina agolo lizdodi umisakin es haseide azu al zu shalo itipeil hoelyeno vichol aderech umahalech achire agolo וכשראי סו משטל פיסלתיך האוויר רוץ ליסר בלית הסקושים שבצדודים עד שמגיע לעמס האווה שביניהם וידי חקץ מי לעמי בחצי האמיר עד שיחזיר הנשלפס למקים ובלסים. Right, that's the Rashi. Now, let's see the tasers. שתי גזו סטרויס. Steg zu Streus. Now that is reference to the Mishnah. Steg zu Streus, zu kenne gezu, bishu zu rabim, am meishit vazirik nezu lezu potter.